WDAM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Liberal MP for NDG Westmount, Anna Ganey, canceled her local campaign launch event shortly after the group Vote for Palestine announced they would be protesting at the launch. Ganey is running for re-election in NDG Westmount riding, which is considered a liberal stronghold. The activist group Vote for Palestine is a national movement with a contingent in the riding. They say getting in touch with Ganey has been a challenge. Here is one of their members, NDG resident Jade S., who has chosen to hide his last name due to recent doxing attempts.
We've written and or tried to meet with Anna Ganey for almost a year now. There have been several attempts at writing her, and we've intersected at certain events, for example, within NDG, but when she's there, she says, oh, I don't, you know, she kind of reacts like, oh, please talk to my people.
Ganey had a campaign launch scheduled for the evening of March 24th. The group, Vote for Palestine, after over a year of attempts to meet with Ganey, announced that morning they would be protesting at the launch event. Later in the day, the event was canceled with no explanation from the Ganey campaign. Vote for Palestine in NDG is taking credit for the cancellation.
Now she's canceling events if we try to protest, which is ironic because it's giving way more visibility than if she had just actually met and tried to listen to the very basic requests that we want to make.
Vote for Palestine's main goal is getting the issue of Palestinian human rights on the agenda during this election campaign. The Israeli Defense Force announced recently they plan on going forward with the Trump administration's proposal to forcibly remove all Palestinians from Gaza. Israel's action in Gaza and the West Bank have been condemned by a myriad of human rights groups, including Amnesty International, who have declared the country's military campaign a genocide. Vote for Palestine wants to see candidates in this election promise to fight for a stronger two-way arms embargo and sanctions against Israel in Canada's parliament.
You know, just basically human rights activists. There's a strong queer contingent, there's a strong Jewish contingent, we work with independent Jewish voices, we work with Jewish Voices for Peace, we work with Montréal Nord for Palestine, anyway, whatever. This, like I say, the cloud of people that are trying to activate the Vote for Palestine campaign really just want to put that issue on people's minds within the top 20 issues that will be raised in this election. And visibility is our key. So we will be protesting whoever is taking an anti-Palestinian position, and we will be trying to meet and convince people that are convincible. So we thought Anna Ganey was convincible, and we're more and more now convinced that she is not. So those are the elements where we want to push forward, and we want to make people aware that the politicians that they're voting for may just be pro-genocide.
The movement is focused on meetings with MPs and MP candidates across Canada, regardless of party affiliation. Multiple candidates in this election have met with members of the group and embraced their agenda. Currently, 23 Liberal candidates across Canada have signed a Vote for Palestine pledge to make Palestinian human rights an issue in this election. Here in NDG, the NDP candidate, Malcolm Lewis Richmond, has been receptive to the group and also signed this pledge. Anna Ganey did not attend an interview with CJLO after one had been scheduled, with no follow-up. CJLO has been attempting to interview Ganey since before her campaign for re-election was announced. She has made no public statements on record regarding the Vote for Palestine movement. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Welcome to this week's episode of Electric Messiah. CJLO 1690 AM, live in Montreal. Let's get into it. Ethereal Tomb with Lambak Stomp.
Name? Frank Fence Post.
Address?
Where do I live?
Yeah, where you live.
I live where the land meets the sky, where the eagle and the raven fly free. I live under the sun and the moon.
Where do you live?
I'm his neighbor.
We'll be right back.
Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690. Ow. All right, what do? We started the show with Winona, a song off a brand new album by Def Heaven called Lonely People Without Power. It came out last Friday. It's a really good album. Personally, their last two albums were a bit singy-songy, which is fine, but not fine for me. And this album hits all the right notes. Aldo called it shoegaze black metal the other day, and I laughed at him. And then I was reading about them, and then the article called it blackagaze. So, you know, what do I know? Aldo is the black metal guy at the show anyway. After that, we had Ethereal Tomb with Landback Stomp, and another song by Ethereal Tomb, Observing a Broken Man, from Life Beyond Oppressor's Brutality. It's an EP. It was released last March, 2024. They're from Toronto. They played Wednesday at, what was the name? Tuscadura. Yeah, I'm sure I messed that up. That was a fun night. That was a Wednesday night this week, this past week. The other bands at that show were Typeface, Consuming Rot, Consuming Misery. They played a song, Organ Rot. We're going to play that coming up. What other bands were there? Primal Horde, Maul. Yeah, good show. It was a really good show. And the Montreal Hardcore Collective put on that show. They put on fun shows. Man, those hardcore kids, out of nowhere, just start spin kicking around. And I love that stuff so much. All right, I'm starting to mumble. Let's get back into it. This is Kelva Louise, CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah.
I don't believe your speech. I don't. If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Feeling overwhelmed by the state of the world? You're not alone. Join Mosaic for How to Choose Between Apathy and Empathy in an Overwhelming World, a workshop designed to help you navigate burnout, cultivate compassion, and balance your mental and emotional well-being. Join us on April 11th at the Hall Building. For more info, visit our website at mosaic.org.
When we're back, Electric Messiah Radio, 924 Montreal. You know, I probably shouldn't say the time, considering I'm going to be adding these to the websites. Times don't matter. The time doesn't matter. Okay, what are we going to do next? Let me see what we can do here. Does this work?
This is Tristan from Typeface, and you're listening to Electric Messiah.
Yeah. All right. What else do we got?
This is Riley from Typeface, and you're listening to Electric Messiah.
Yeah, goddamn right we are. All right. This is Typeface. This is the gaze from Typeface from... Wait. I got it right here. It Takes a Forest to Flourish EP, released last November 2024. They're self-released. And they're a local Montreal band, and I saw them this past Wednesday, and it was awesome. Here it is, The Gaze on Electric Messiah.
Yeah.
Riley from Typeface, and you're listening to Electric Messiah.
This is Nick from Consuming Misery, and you're listening to Electric Messiah.
Yeah, that's just me playing with all the samples I got from all the members of the bands I went to see this week. So that's that. That was, we played a band called Typeface. The song was The Gaze. After that was Consuming Misery, a band out of Hamilton, Ontario, Steeltown. And the song, that's a new single called Organ Rot. They're fun. The guitarist at the show played so hard that he popped blood vessels in, you know, that spot between your thumb and your index finger, I guess. Yeah, anyway, he showed me. It was really, it was something. I don't know his name, but it was a really good show. Anyway, here I am rambling again. You know, I do much better, Aldo, when you're here. I know you're listening, too, so... All right, what are we going to get into next? Let's play more music from the show that I saw on Wednesday because it was so good. Turn this on. We will play this.
We'll be right back. to Electric Messiah. Hey, it's Alex from Primal Horde, and you're listening to Electric Messiah.
All right. So, we just heard Killing Fields by Primal Horde and Spontaneous Stigmata. You just heard Spontaneous Stigmata by Maul. Before that, it was Primal Horde with Killing Fields. Maul are from Fargo, North Dakota. The album is In the Jaws of Bereavement. And, yeah, they were fun. That was fun. Clearly I had a good time at that show. I had to go to work the next day. A lot of people for a Wednesday, as everybody pointed out. And, my calf is really orange and purple at the moment because Alex from Primal Horde was spin kicking and, I was the wall. Anyway, let's move on. Here's a band I saw the week before that at the Decibel Magazine tour, which was Mayhem Mortis. What was the other band? Imperial Triumphant. And this band right here, this is a band from San Diego, if I'm correct. It could be Sacramento. It's one of the S beginning and O ending places in California. I was talking to the bassist. He's the new bassist of the band. He's from LA, and he said he wanted me to play this song. This is Pagan War by New Skeletal Faces from the album Until the Night on Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690. We'll be right back.
feeling of...
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have...
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's...
CJLO.
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We're the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, April 7th at 6 p.m. for the 9th episode of Discordia, wherein we discuss the current state of organizing against Quebec tuition hikes announced in 2023.
All right. So we just played Pagan War by New Skeletal Faces. And yeah, I love that band. It's a great band from L.A. Like Health, another good band from L.A. Can anybody name other bands from L.A.? You know, we have a call-in line here, and I never tell anybody. I should tell people, hi, I'm your host, Abra Cadaver. You can call or text 514-848-7471. If you're listening, try and do this. I want to see what lights up on this board here. In the meantime, we got about 11 minutes left. What should I play? Wait, just wanted to say something here. On the 25th and 26th of July, there's a festival happening at Fafun's called To the Death Fest. Primal Horde will be playing at this, as you heard earlier, the song Killing Fields, and many other songs, hopefully a new song. Also, April 15th at Petit Campus will be a band from Rimouski, a black metal band, a really awesome band. They're coming out with an EP on the 11th, which I am assuming is Friday of next week. That's right. It's called Alien Realms. Check that out. In the meantime, we're going to play a band called Sargeist with Let the Devil In on Electric Messiah. CJLO 1690.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening this week to Electric Messiah. Join us again next week between 9 and 10, like always. I just want to let you guys know that on the 19th of April, we'll be interviewing the merch guy for the band Darkest Hour. His name is Brian. He's from Baltimore. He's going to tell us about life on the road and stuff like that. It'll be part one of our ongoing series where we talk to merch people. All right. We're also April is folk month here at the radio station. So I'm going to leave you with a folk song, a cover of a folk song. Anyway, this is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with Country Roads. Love you.